Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct. Coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. The lines are open, 844-967-2789, as we go into the second hour. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you go history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I'm going to start by going to a place that you would not think I'd go to, and that is Johnson County, Kansas. Why am I going to Johnson County, Kansas? Because a very dangerous thing happened there, and it may have spread to Wisconsin. Here's why. The sheriff in Johnson County, Kansas, is named Calvin Hayden. He basically represents a county that's suburban Kansas City, really. Suburban Kansas City. He has an idea that the sheriff is the controlling authority in a county and can even supersede the power of the president, certainly the county executive or anybody else, just because he's a sheriff. He assigned detectives to investigate election fraud. Nobody asked him to. He demanded access to voting machines. He demanded access to other information on the elections. And his reasoning was that his county had been Republican for a long, long time, much of the 19th century, but it went for Biden. So therefore, there must be fraud. What he didn't take into account is it had been going a little bit more Democratic each year. Laura Kelly, the Democratic governor of Kansas, won it. Other Democrats had won it. It's a suburban area. And it's like, well, you know, Whitefish Bay in Milwaukee County used to be Republican, now it goes Democratic. Right, it does, because suburban voters are tired of Trump. Mequon in Ozaukee County has gone increasingly Democratic because suburban voters don't like Trump. So suburban Kansas City the same way. But this guy took it a step further. There is a group, and remember this, it's important, called the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. They held a Freedom Fest in Las Vegas earlier this month. A Wisconsin sheriff went there and sat on the podium with them, Chris Schmeling of Racine, who's bad news. He's the guy that urged the prosecution of the Wisconsin Elections Commission because they voted 6-0 to permit ballots to be mailed to old age homes or nursing facilities during COVID because the nursing homes wouldn't let them in because of COVID protocols. For that reason, Chris Schmeling believed that the Wisconsin Election Commission had committed felonies and five of them should be prosecuted. The one that shouldn't be is a guy who voted for it, but then he went Trump and he was a fake elector, and that pleased Chris Schmeling. So this idiot kept telling people, prosecute, and nobody told him to shut up except me. We do not have law enforcement dictating to their civilian superiors. They follow orders, they do what they're told. That's it. Well, on the website of this outfit, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, it says, quote, the sheriff's power is greater than any other official and even supersedes the president. 10% of the sheriffs in this country belong to it, 300 out of 3,000 sheriffs. Now, the power of the county as being the premier power of government, in Latin, it's called posse comitatus. Now, in the 1980s, there was a group called the posse comitatus in the state that in some cases put liens on judges and other people's real estate before they changed the law so you couldn't just do that to tie them up. They even issued their own currency. There is no connection that I have seen between that Posse Comitatus and the Sheriff's Association, but they use the same concept that the power is in the county, and they go one step further, the sheriffs do, and say, well, I'm the sheriff, and I have a uniform and a gun, so my power is supreme even over the President of the United States, is what they say. This is very, very dangerous. The people in Kansas City assured everybody that they were not given access to the voting machines. But if a guys with a gun and uniforms come in, they're going to scare the heck out of poll workers. And I think two things have to happen. The sheriff of Racine County, Schmeling, has to be told, don't even try to pull this in Wisconsin. And secondly, he should have to account for who paid for his trip out to Las Vegas. Did he use taxpayer money? If he did use taxpayer money, what did he say the purpose was for? It is not legitimate to use taxpayer money to send somebody to a conference, which is one of these anti-democracy conferences, that says on its website the sheriff's power is greater than any other official and even supersedes the president. That's not a legitimate expenditure. He should be forced to repay that if that's what happened. And if it happens again, then he should be disciplined. And they can decide to discipline them right now. This is a serious subject. People with uniforms and guns can scare folks. This guy, Calvin Hayden, this idiot in Johnson County, Kansas, actually assigned detectives. No one asked him to. No civilian authority did, to investigate election fraud. And there was none, because he didn't like the fact that Biden won. And he has said sheriffs can access voting machines. They can intervene in how elections are run, and they can stand there and scrutinize the elections and all that. No, they can't. But the problem is that to try to get an injunction against what, the 300 of the 3,000 sheriffs in the country who may poll this, that's expensive. Some judges will make a mistake and not enter it. I'll tell you what, let the word go forth loud and clear. We will not tolerate law enforcement trying to interfere with their civilian superiors. We are a country that's not run by law enforcement. We're run by civilians, non-law enforcement. Law enforcement takes orders from civilians. Don't even think about going into the polling places on your own, freelancing, trying to scare folks. Do not use taxpayer money to go to these kinds of conferences, if that's what you did. If he paid for it out of his own pocket, great. That question has to be answered. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Well, to the party of nothing and the fearless leader over the weekend, and I call it that for this reason. Sit back, if you're really a big disciple of this guy, and ask yourself what he did in 4 years as president. He was going to give us Cadillac health care. Didn't. Yet you got, his constituents saying, they hate Obamacare, but they love the Affordable Care Act. That's how dumb they are. You got Mitch McConnell saying, vote for us, and we'll tell you what we'll do after you vote for us. Matt, we've seen that. The wall, what, maybe an eighth of it built, and most of the money went to Trump's cronies that are in the business of doing something like that. I mean, the list goes on and on. How about, for instance, he bloviates for 2 full hours, apparently, this weekend, and no vision for the future, nothing but looking back about his grievances of the last election. And that's supposedly a leader? If that's leadership, I don't know what to, it's right. Certainly, one of the things I agreed with that he was all about is he was going to give us tremendous infrastructure improvement, airports and this and that and the other thing. Did nothing on that. He is, and they are, the party of nothing. All they do is all they really want to do is take away Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. That's what they're after. We all know that. So, no, they're actually, they have no ideas, they never have, never will, and they need to sit back and analyze what he really gave you in that 4 years. And I see it as a tax break for corporate America. Forgot that one.
Yeah, Dick, no, you're making a lot of good points. Let me, I want to pick up on one thing you said and then go beyond it. On the wall, you know, this thing is a non-issue. We have a 2,900 mile, I think. Well, maybe it's a little less than that, border with Mexico that twists around. And majority of it does have walls already. You know, Democratic administrations put up walls, for instance, in Tijuana. And, you know, there are some areas where there are Mexican cities right across the border. If you didn't have a wall, the whole country would walk in. So there was a bipartisan commitment to walls where they were needed. What Trump did is try to make an issue out of it. And now maybe the border is more like 1,700, not 2,900 miles. I'll look that up again. But it's a rather long border, and a lot of it is just, you know, scrub and the Rio Grande and all that. And so to build a water, you know, make us like a sardine can, what he was doing was, instead of emphasizing the points of real entry, he simply made a campaign issue out of it. So when people say no wall, we already have plenty of wall down there. It was bipartisan. We do need it in urban areas down there. You have to have a wall. But we don't need a 1,700-mile wall. I think that is the answer. And the second thing is, you know, you're pointing out a lot of things about what the Republicans have done wrong and don't stand for and all, or do stand for and all that. To me, the underlying threat of this Republican Party is that it has slowly drifted into fascism. And they are attacking our democracy simply to hold on to power. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. You know, it's starting to creep in through this Sheriff's Association that without any direction from civilian authorities want to go in and modify and intervene and modify elections just because somebody won who historically his party didn't win. We don't want that. We will not let people do that. But they're attacking our democracy in many, many ways. That is a threat of the Republican Party, and it's simply to keep themselves in power. That is the real threat to me. Everything else you said is true. They don't stand for anything. They're going to get rid of Social Security and Medicare when they can. But it's our democracy that I am worried about. We're going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
You can run on for a long time.